Ding, you got the kinks. Welcome to another episode of the Phone Hacks Podcast with me, Mike Goldstein, and the Wes Borland to my Fred Durst.
Yeah.
Nick Capper.
Yeah, I'm wearing the light bulb suit as we speak.
You got the
I got the face paint.
The black contacts in.
Yeah, dude,
you look like a shark.
Hey, man, you want to come listen to my solo project, Big Dumb Face, after this? Remember he had his solo band? Yeah, it was called Big Dumb Face because he was a fan of Mr. Bungle and Primus.
Oh wow!
And he tried to make his own stupid band.
Yeah,
and they had a crazy film clip. They were all it was meant to be full art house kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and it was shit.
Oh shit! Well, our guest today, returning guest, I believe third time on. Obviously,
third time's a show.
Yeah.
That's what
Speaking
I'm
thinking of this Big Dumb Face.
Yeah. And a huge biscuit fan of the limp variety.
The soggy.
The soggy biscuit. Oliver Clark is back. So good to have you. How are you, bro?
Speaking of which, I saw, I think it's a drummer from Mr. Bungle during the week because I think he was supporting Neil Hamburger at the social club, I think. And maybe there was another guy from Mr. Bungle as well.
Two of them live here.
I think they were both. The balder guy and then there was a younger guy.
Oh, right.
I don't know them that well, but
from
what I got told.
I bought his vinyl.
All right.
And I, for his new band, Umlaut. Right.
All that.
Umlaut.
Oh, Umlaut. Right.
Umlaut. All that.
that's a weird
He's
name.
He's in a boy band. He's a middle-aged man in a boy band called All That.
He's like, I've done one of the greatest bands ever, weirdest experimental bands, time to go boy band, which is kind of cool, actually.
Yeah,
and they put it out on vinyl.
Wasn't there an Australian movie where it was like a bunch of middle-aged dudes trying to start a boy band?
Yeah, that's a Mick Molloy one, right?
That wasn't Tap Dogs. That was Boys Town.
Boys Town.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I wonder if that's any good.
We should do commentary of it.
Yeah. I got a story, but I can't tell you about it. That's all. About that film.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
After lunch.
We'll have lunch.
Are you talking about.
Unless
you're
licking me up now, I'm just going
to
come out.
Oh, you don't want to live up.
Slippy and Mickey. I'm like.
Licker up OC on the podcast. It tells you everything. Yeah. I'll tell you what, this prick is an idiot as well while I'm here.
So you were on Mick Molloy's casting couch.
Yes. And to say I left with a very locked jaw.
Were you ever, speaking of Limp Bizkit, OC, because you do great music.
Thank you.
Did you ever go through or were you always just straight out of the womb, straight into Tom Jones?
So I reckon I was very quick into Tom Jones. I started off loving Tom Jones for the humorous aspect of it, the bold tight pants and just, you know, the Vegas shit, which I find ultra cheesy and funny. But then I went, man, this dude has a sweet voice, really.
Yeah.
And I started loving the music. But what did I listen to? Poison?
Yep.
I was into.
Look what the cat dragged in. Unskinny bop.
Unskinny bop. I got given a t-shirt from like 11th or 12th birthday. So kind of young, but you know, it had the woman's legs on it and said, open up and say, ah. And my mum was like, I don't think I like you wearing that t-shirt. I was like, too bad, I'm wearing it. And I didn't know what it was.
Man, I love the power ballads from, you know, Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Give me something to believe in.
So good, man.
Bret Michaels as well. You just know he's bald under that bandana. It's just a wig attached to the bandana.
It is, and then he's all Botox and rubbery.
Oh,
and he had some dating show where
that was awesome.
Yeah.
Rock of Love.
Yeah.
But wasn't it he had to find his wife and then he had a season two?
But The Rock was the...
So he found another one.
The Rock was the crack that all the contestants were on because they were some whores. They were turbo whores.
Is that demographic, right? Yeah. Not to judge, but
it's like
it is.
Competing to see who gets the bone, old-ass Bret Michaels.
Yeah. That's so crazy, man. Yeah. We started re-watching it during lockdown last year.
Really?
And it was hilarious. Because, you know, my flatmates and partner were laughing out loud.
Yeah.
I'm like, can't be that funny. Walked downstairs and I was hooked.
It was
really funny.
So I haven't even watched an episode. What was it on? MTV?
I think it was on Netflix.
No, well, in the States, it was VH1, which had like the trashiest reality program. Because they also did Flavor of Love, which who could bag Flavor Flav?
Yeah.
Flavor Flav.
Who can bag Flavor Flav?
Well, like, you know, who's going to end up with him? But it's like, and then they were fucking crazy as well. Like the contestants, like I think one threw piss on another one. Like legit piss
in
the jar. Oh, dude. So it was the golden era of TV.
The golden era where reality was really finding its feet. Yeah. Right?
But we should pitch now, like, who's an old, weird, kind of a jokey, has been rock star or something that we could start a dating show around.
I guess Robbie Williams is kind of getting into that territory. He's pop as hell, but so is Poison and stuff.
I think Robbie Williams is still kind of cool in a way.
Yeah, successful. But when the AFL books you for the grand final, you kind of know you've hit a point of this is almost party ridiculous territory.
Really? Is that
I think so.
So it's not like the halftime show for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, because Lionel Richie went off, and that sort of started it, didn't it? When it was when he and everyone loved it because real, I don't know, it's real kind of dorky almost. But still fun, and I think that's where Robbie Williams sits. It's kind of everyone knows the tracks, but they're kind of fun.
Well, Meatloaf did it, and people didn't like it, right?
Yeah.
So, but I mean, if he was still alive, you'd put him on a dating show.
But you know, they got
the meat of love.
The meat of love.
That is good.
Oh, he did die, didn't he?
Yeah.
Damn.
I remember watching an episode of Flavor of Love where Flavor had to meet the girl's parents.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, let's play tennis together, right? And the girl gets out of the car and she goes, oh, I can't wait for you to meet him. And then Flavor Flav just steps out full tennis gear, still with the big clock, with
Jesus.
A big white clock. Imagine your daughter goes, hey, this is the guy I'm competing for with four other women. And he's wearing a giant clock, giant white clock with tennis gear.
That's good shit, man.
I remember... You always knew a rock band was going down if they were playing at Gundawindi B&S.
Yeah.
You know, I remember I remember,
Gundawindi.
I was at Gundawindi B&S one time. We got drunk with the lady from the Super Jesus just around a campfire.
Yeah.
Who was that lady? What's her name again?
Sarah McLeod or something.
Yeah,
and they were just like...
Good stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're saying if a rock band's playing an RSL or there's a... What was the...
It was a B&S, like a Bachelors and Spinsters ball.
Is that what the S is for? Or singles?
Yeah, Bachelors and Spinsters.
Spinsters?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I always knew it was B&S, but I guess I never really understood what it was.
It's just like it's just like a fuck fest on a farm.
Yeah,
right?
It's just like for country people to meet each other, really. And then I think they're pretty tame now, but they used to be as loose as hell. Like people, there'd be stuff set on fire and utes doing donuts. And
right.
Yeah.
Sounds all right.
Wait, where is Gundawindi? I don't even know.
On the New South Wales.
Is this where you grew up?
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yep.
Great stuff.
So, yeah, they'd always have a big budget. So if they got a good band in.
I can imagine it's huge.
Yeah. I think I've told this story on the podcast before, but one year they had Thirsty Merc.
Yeah.
And Thirsty
Summertime?
Was that?
But that wasn't that long ago. So we're only talking like 10 years ago, right?
Yeah, something like that. It must have been, 15? It was before I started comedy, so 15 or 16 years ago.
Oh, Thirsty Merc are that old.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and they stupidly set up a, because it's all people in tuxedos getting absolutely maggot.
Yeah,
like they give you a cup on a string,
yeah.
a condom, a fucking sticker,
yeah.
and then they're like, go nuts, you know, go nuts. You can just drink rum out of a barrel, basically.
Right.
It's just
a cup on a string.
A string.
That's the best bit.
So you don't lose it.
Yeah, so you don't lose it.
Oh, so it goes around your wrist.
I know, it goes around your neck.
So it's just, so it's on like a lanyard drink cup.
Yeah, and the first thing you do, you always wear an old suit because they rip your pocket off as soon as you, you know, some stranger will rip your pocket off or rip
Is
your,
that a thing?
Rip your sleeve off or, yeah.
So what, you got to go there with a Velcro suit? Just, you know, pants
Just go there with no... Just go there with a suit that you know is going to get destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
God. Wait, how many people in Gundawindi have more than one suit, let alone one?
Oh, so many people go to these things.
That's
huge.
Great.
Yeah, but
a lot of bachelors.
Went to the older one where Shannon Knoll was from, Condobolin, and that was rough.
Yeah.
There was fights. There was some... Some guy set my hair on fire.
Oh,
and
yours would go up.
I set another guy's hair on fire and Yeah, there was a brawl.
Far out.
Yeah.
Just like Mad Max.
It was Mad Max.
Is it because there's like slim pickings on one side or the other? Like,
yeah, man. Yep.
There were I would say there'd be way too many dudes.
Condoblin was like, that's way out west. That's where, and people weren't making out on the dance floor. They were mauling each other. Oh. They were like, and just guys that have been on tractors with boners for like fucking. You know, just a huge.
These are your people, dude. This is what you're a product.
This
of
is this. Making a lot more sense. Yeah, yeah.
This is how your parents met.
Yeah. Kind of at a pub, outback pub, but not at a B&S. You know? Yeah, yeah.
So, what did Thirsty Merc go off, or was it
Thirsty Merc? Apparently, they hated it. Apparently, they were just not about. They were just there for the money, and that's it. But
why would you be there for anything else?
Yeah, yeah. But
unless they're single,
a lot of bands would go, like Jebediah or the Super Jesus or something, would come and they would party with us afterwards.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah,
yeah. They were like, they took it all in their stride. Like, yeah, oh well, who cares?
Thirsty Merc, a bit too pretentious.
We're on the way down. Yeah, I think they were. Yeah. They thought they were going to go really big.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they stupidly set up this. Signing table afterwards.
Oh no!
That no one gave a fuck
about. Oh, that's the best.
Like everyone was just ignore because no one was ignoring it on purpose. Everyone was just blind.
Yeah, who's got time to do that shit?
Just four guys at a table, and I went up to them and I'm like, "Are you guys really Thirsty Merc?" And they said, "Yep." And I said, "Are you guys really Thirsty Merc?" And they said, "Ask it again, and we'll leave." And I said, "Are you guys really Thirsty Merc?" They slammed down the pens and they left.
Yes. Fuck. You were one of those guys.
Yeah, man, I was one of those guys.
You must have been so proud of yourself, though, that you fucking 86 Thirsty Merc by being annoying.
Yeah, man, yeah. We were talking about, man, before, maybe you guys, this happened to you guys. Sorry to rabbit on before we get into the podcast.
It's
fine.
It's a talking pod.
Good. I'm learning a lot about you and your history.
We were talking about stuff like before you started comedy, when you used to heckle or purposely destroy things.
Right.
You know, like, I don't know, you probably
you become that obnoxious person.
I remember there was this poor guy once. He was a hypnotist at a pub.
Oh, man.
And I don't know whether I was telling you about this, Mike, where you just, we're all at a pub once and they stupidly had a hypnotist there and he was trying to control the crowd.
Yeah.
And everyone's drunk and then we're just doing stuff like,
yeah.
Oh, look, mate, oh, I'm hypnotized. And then like my mate would pull his pants down and go, oh, look, you hypnotized him to pull his pants down. He's like, guys, fucking please. You know, he thought it was funny. And then we all started singing like, oh, you hypnotized us to sing. You know, we're all singing. And then we all just like walked in a train with our like full undies around our ankles, just our pants around our, look, you made us do this. Just this guy would have just tore his hair out afterwards.
Yeah.
Would have went home and cried. This
He absolutely derailed his whole performance.
Yeah.
Hypnotized himself into thinking he's doing all right.
That's right. But also I'm sure the act's bullshit anyway.
Pure karma, you know, a decade later you're in a corner of a pub like talking about 69ing and no one's listening. Yeah.
If I was him though, I would have just owned and gone, look what I made them do.
Yeah.
Hands around the ankles in a train. Thank you. Good night.
Just ruining the whole thing.
Oh, well, I went to a 21st. Obviously, I was around 21 at the time. It's creepy to still be going. And it was this chick, her friends organized a male stripper to come. Right. And there was also like plenty of like snack food and, you know, what candy or whatever all around. And like as soon as he was in his thong, his G-string, we were just pelting him with food.
Oh.
Dude, to this day, I feel guilty, but also like it was one of the funniest fucking things.
just welts from like paintball kind of thing.
Dude, just a gummy bear to the eye while he's trying to shake his dick around.
Oh, man. It was a terrible thing that happened like that once. Because the farm I grew up on, it was an hour from the nearest town.
Right.
But it was also 4 or 5 hours from, probably 6 hours from Brisbane. Uh-huh. 5 hours from Brisbane. So one time for this lady's birthday, they hired a stripper.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't know that also they got my dad to do this kind of act because he was from Africa.
Uh-huh.
That he was like, oh, I've come for my woman or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was full racist. Like he was dressed in a full like animal skin type thing. And he had his big beer gut hanging out and like stuff. And he was like, I've come here for my woman. And everyone was having a laugh. Wow, this is the stripper you ordered. It was really, you know, dad, whatever. And then they thought, they gave it a break. Then they're like, all right, now we'll bring out the real stripper. Yeah. And he jumped out of the cake, but he was really small, like very short, like super short.
You'd have to be to fit in the cake, I assume.
Yeah. And they're all these farm women, like all tall as hell, like, you know, fucking bingo man. Wings.
Yeah.
And there's just this fucking little jockey, like, grinding on them.
is that what happens to jockeys when they're just, that's after riding, they just become
the horse. Cake. Gets put out to pasture and they get put out to cakes.
A poor guy like my dad's
out to pastries.
Yeah. My dad's just destroyed with this character.
Oh man.
You know, with his big beard got dressed in like racist African garb. Yeah. And then this poor little guy just drove 6 hours to get laughed at by women.
What was that?
He just had to drive
what
back.
What does he do? Just jumps out of a cake and then
yeah, just jumped out of the cake and
stripper.
He stripped and
starts
was in his inserting
stuff?
Little G banger. Yeah,
I don't think
what did the stripper do at the 21st? What did he? What did male strippers do?
They did well. It's a lot of.
Do they get their actual full kit off?
Not this one. I think mostly it's just a G string.
Yeah,
you know they're usually got a giant package on them, and they love to swirl it around and like gyrate and
Oh, so what they're actually swirling their dick around?
Well, it's a lot of.
Is that what made you angry?
Yeah,
is that what made you throw
I was like, fuck this guy. I was like, I can't swirl at all. Yeah. There's no movement down there.
Yeah. Get this fucking big hog out of here!
Well,
look at him.
Mine wouldn't swirl because it was rock hard. So that was the problem.
It's just blinging. Like,
they're like, Mike, let's get out of here, and you're like, no, I'll just gonna stay here and throw some more food at him. Can't move.
Just trying to fucking focus attention elsewhere. I guess that throwing food, though, I mean, I've done gigs, footy clubs, where they like start throwing food. And
I haven't
like,
done enough footy clubs. I think I've done one and I don't really.
Yeah.
I don't go down, so it's not.
You're just like, the money's good, but you're just like, well, I'm not a substitute teacher. Like, what the fuck is this? You know?
Animals.
Like, yeah. You're trying to babysit. And then, because even in band class in high school, we were throwing food at the teacher of the band class, and he fucking, like, everyone was just losing their minds laughing. This poor man.
Oh, dude.
Was just trying, and like, the band, you know, it's already so unwieldy, and you're trying to, and we're just up the back, the percussionist, just ditching food at him. Man. And he gets on the intercom. And he goes, send someone quick. My students are attacking me. And like everyone's falling out of their chairs laughing. But now, this is pre-Columbine. Now like that fucking.
That quick.
Yeah.
Man, I have so much guilt about what I did to teachers in high school. It was just awful.
Torture.
Yeah. Like the Chinese teacher, Mrs. Yi Sun, she had like real frizzy hair.
Yeah.
And we used to like shred up paper and then go and talk to her and just like drizzle the shredded paper in her hair, so she just have shredded hair. Like, but she genuinely cried a few times for it. No, I don't think anything I personally did, but I definitely drizzled the paper in it, which is a shit move. You just go, oh man, if there's things you could take back, it's that stuff you'd take back.
Oh, well,
right?
Totally.
It's so brutal.
Yeah.
Oh man, one time we had an exchange teacher from Japan.
Yeah.
I forget his name, but straight away, as soon as he walked in, because it was like agricultural school.
Right. Have a guess at his name real quick.
There was one Asian kid. Well, that's the thing. There was one Asian guy that went to our school and we called him Bruce, like Bruce Lee.
Bruce.
And then the moment this Japanese teacher came up, Mr. Kawasaki, straight away. Like no one memorized his name. Straight away, Mr. Kawasaki.
Oh, God.
Like just fucking awful shit. Like didn't take him seriously.
The thing is, though, that's how you know you're getting older, when the disrespect that you did to adults in the past, like you feel guilty about, right?
Yeah.
And it's that Kyle Kinane joke I always come back to, where he goes, I knew I was getting older when I started feeling bad for security guards in skate videos. It's like, skateboarding.
I don't get that reference. What do they do?
Security guards are always like just the fucking villains in skateboarding.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fuck, I've watched it.
They're like, don't grind on this or whatever.
Taking the skateboards and shit.
Funny.
Yeah.
I just assumed skaters would just go to a place where it's not it doesn't have security.
No, because like street skating especially, like all the best thing is like corporate buildings and stuff.
Yeah,
and
but they always put those nodules on shit now.
Fuck,
who knew the security in skate videos?
Yeah.
But it always comes back on you. I remember, I used to have that job where I used to take kids around a farm.
Right.
You know, and I would have this same group of kids every Saturday. And I had them for like 3 or 4 years.
They're just doing the same tour every Saturday?
Oh, no, you give them jobs on a Saturday. Oh. So you go, it's your turn on the stables to clean this out or whatever. And it's just, I reckon, 3 or 4 years of being there, I cracked them once with a laugh. Like, never. Fuck. They never laugh once. Yeah. I was the uncoolest fucking guy.
Wow.
In the
whole, I was, and you would have been super young too.
Yeah, no, well, that was, yeah, that was, too, I lost it before COVID.
Oh, but okay,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, I was
super
still.
Super young.
She's super young. Yeah, like mid-30s.
Yeah, still cool.
Yeah. Still cool.
Your kids on the TikToks.
But it was, yeah, yeah, that's it. Then one kid said that he wanted to be an influencer. He's like, I want to be an influencer. I was like, whoa, life's changing.
Imagine that is your goal.
Yeah. Me doing like a football club that night to 20 people, I'm like, don't do it, kid.
Yeah.
You don't want to get in entertainment. And it just kills you.
Well, shit. All right, that's fucking a lot of chat. We haven't even said the premise of the show, if there is any first time listeners. We all swap phones and a spinning wheel decides whether we go through draft tweets, camera roll notes, or search history. And well, we might do some hacks at the end, but we're woefully unprepared these days, so don't
Fantastic.
Stress. And I think in the past you were hosting a what, t-shirt contest?
I don't think we put that up.
Oh, you shot
I
it
think
down.
That was,
you
I shot it down. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I couldn't do it.
No, I think you did put it
well,
up.
Well, did I put it up
I think you
time?
Did, man.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure people did write phone hacks.
Yeah.
Okay.
You did.
I think the first one was hosting a wet t-shirt karaoke competition somewhere. But maybe the second one was.
Second
the
one was
t-shirt.
Something like I think it herpes was medication. You yeah, like right. you were searching
oh, that
it,
was,
but you put it in. Wasn't
yeah,
that was, Ollie?
I don't know if it was.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a herpes medication one or something.
Yeah.
I've got a rash on something.
Yeah, something rash, contagious.
Right,
based.
Okay.
But I think it was funny because I think you actually did shoot it down the first time, the wet t-shirt.
Yeah,
one.
I definitely did.
And then the third time you were like, I'm ready.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
My will has been filled up. I'm strong enough to cope with this now.
It's funny. We were talking to Ben Russell about this. We brought him in once and he was just broken. He just didn't want to do anything.
Yeah.
And then last time we brought him in, he's like, I'm up for anything now.
Yeah. Well, I think that we've been going for so long now, people go, oh, yeah, it's everyone knows it's you guys and, like, who cares?
Yeah.
And even if they don't, like, social media is so
you're dropping an ocean,
transitory.
Right?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And people just scroll past. They're like, oh.
But even my girlfriend was like, when I was coming here, she was working from home. She goes, oh, good luck. You know, it's like a real, it's still a thing where you go, fuck, I don't know how this is going to go down. You still don't know. And you still like, you know, the day before you look at your phone and go, fuck, what should I remove?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because everyone does that comes on. They're looking at their phone going, I need to get rid of some shit.
Oh, well, totally. And then we have people, you know, usually sitting like during the start, when I say the premise, they're like, oh, fuck. And then, you know, we'll just delete or
That's
fucking
so
whatever.
Funny.
But also, you know, if something does come up at your phone that you don't want on the episode, we'll just cut it.
Yep.
But Capper and I will blackmail you in the future about, you know, your butthole pics.
I'm easily blackmailed.
Yeah.
One thing you should know about me.
And on last week's episode, who do we have? We have
Jonathan Schuster.
Schuster.
Oh, right. Now, I don't know whether you saw this post that he did on Facebook.
I don't know, maybe.
This
is the thing. I may have seen. This is the thing. Everything is so fleeting that I may have seen it and just forgot about it.
Yeah.
What was it?
You get more and more fleeting on Facebook now.
So I just
video 1 minute.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Give me a break. Too much.
So what we had Schuster do, it's still up. Like, he's edited it to say that it's us, but before that, he left it up for ages.
Yeah.
And it was a cut and paste of a hardcore conspiracy theorist comedian's, like, 8-paragraph post about, COVID and the state of the world.
And he was agreeing with it.
And we just cut and pasted it, and we changed it to just say Jonathan when the guy refers to himself in the post, right? So, and it's crazy. Like, the post itself, it's like scientists are all full of shit, you know, and all this. And it went off. Like, a lot of people, he said he was getting traction from people he hadn't spoke to in years that finally, like,
oh, beautiful.
Yeah, we're like, yes, you know, this
oh,
is.
Oh, no, the other way. I thought they were going, how could you? But they're like, finally, someone's speaking truth.
Yeah. And he eventually, I was forced to do this by the lovely host of the Phone Hacks podcast. Give it a listen, blah, blah, blah.
You know, he puts forced in there just in case.
Yeah,
is there
forced.
A court thing?
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't do this on my own free will, Your Honor. This was...
But I'd be fascinated to know if the original comic who wrote it and posted it of his own volition was like saw this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Who was the original?
Oh, we'll tell you. We'll share.
I think I know who it might have been.
Yeah.
It's one of two. I got it wrong.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting the name begins with an M.
No.
No. Yeah.
All right.
See, there's,
oh, wow. there's one more conspiracy theorist.
One more in the mix.
So, yeah, some of the comments. I'm not reading all that, but I'm happy for you. Yeah.
I'm not reading all that, but I'm happy.
That is so supportive. Yeah. Isn't it? I mean, so it's going, hey, look, I don't need to be right,
yeah,
but I'm listening and I hear you. I just want to make sure you're happy.
Yeah. And then one person said, I saw this post somewhere else. You copy and pasted this?
So,
oh,
yeah.
Wow. That's good.
Fair enough. There's a well said. I concur. Yeah. And so just go to Schuster's Facebook.
It's still up.
It's still up, but he's just put at the top that it was us.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
So that was the conspiracy hack. But Capper's like, afterwards, I was just laughing for like the week. Just this.
Oh man, I was.
I don't know if you saw this either, but it was on Instagram main feed, so right in the grid there.
Yeah,
and it was that.
Oh yeah, yeah, I saw that. See, that reminded me of the picture that you put up for the wet T-shirt thing for me. I think it was something very similar.
But did you read the caption for that?
Oh yeah, I did, but I forget.
How wonderful is it that nobody need wait a single moment before starting to improve the world. Anne Frank.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah. He's got a photo of the biggest jugs you've ever seen.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. There's something funny about overly sized jugs.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. They're comical.
Tits are silly.
They're so silly. The whole premise of them is silly.
Yeah.
These big fat balls, right? Like,
yeah, swinging around.
And we're so turned, well, whoever's turned on them.
They're not nearly as cool as balls.
Yeah.
Balls are way cool.
Oh, man.
Balls, they're beautiful.
Balls are just too gross to be funny. They never stop moving. What's up with that?
Just a lava lamp, aren't they? Just constantly shifting.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
They're the sharks of the body.
Yeah.
I got to,
hunting.
The sharks of the body. I'm going to steal that.
I have to like detach myself from thinking about the human body as a bit of meat. And
yeah.
Because it becomes very unappealing.
Oh, it's gross.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
And it's so fragile. Like,
oh, yeah. Well, I think COVID's like emphasized that, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's so fragile and so fucked.
Yeah.
But also, to treat it like a sexual object, you just have to remove yourself from any kind of practical thinking.
Yeah, totally.
Like, the fact that we're constantly, you know, producing poo, you know, like,
yeah,
we're digesting something and turning it into poo, like, constantly.
Well, we're not meant to be self-aware is the problem, you know? And so just the fact that we could reflect and think about these things.
That's why I had a period there of just being a cat, you know, where you just, like, you do everything, like, on literally instinct. It wasn't so hedonistic. It was just kind of like, I feel like nap, I'm going to nap.
You know, don't
overthink a thing.
You shit in a box for a little bit.
Yeah, squat it. Yeah.
Man, that's what
scrape the wall thinking it's the litter. Did your cat do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't
that
bizarre?
She shits. That one you met just then, she shits in the tub. Loves a big tub shit.
Really?
And then we'll just scratch the side of the tub for a while and then, just leave
the
little
noise. You get, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Stop cat the people. Wall. You all disgust me. And I used to be a dog person, but now I'm not even a dog person.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, I've got a dog and a cat now because I moved in with a girlfriend.
Well, that's the thing. I'm
dog,
both.
And it's great.
Yeah.
But I read something in my notes actually before. Owning a dog is a cat owner's dream. I don't know, something like that. You know, you kind of go, when you do get a dog, you go, oh, these are pretty great.
Yeah.
They're a bit more, I think, because they're non-judgmental, whereas cats are just constantly judging.
But the low maintenance aspect of cats is
what, fucking great.
Yeah. And I don't have a yard. You know, I feel like if you have a dog, you need a yard.
Oh, man, absolutely. Do you have an automatic cat feeder? Just quickly. Oh, man. Okay, so we were going away. I was like, well, what do we do? I spoke to this guy at this guitar shop. He goes, I've got a cat feeder. I went, what's the longest you've gone just on the cat feeder?
Yeah.
He's like, 10 days.
Shit.
I'm like, what if it fucks up?
Yeah. And this is what these people do. Did he have a little video camera set up to monitor it?
No, he didn't. I go, does it have a camera inbuilt so you can see? He goes, no, it's just on a Wi-Fi thing.
On faith alone.
on faith alone.
Shit.
I was like, man, that's pretty
That
pretty
is
rough.
Wild.
That's rough.
Yeah.
No wonder he still works in a guitar shop. Yeah.
No responsibility.
10 days, brother.
10 days.
You can do whatever you want. I've been partying. I've been living my whole life.
He did go to Hawaii, mind you. Yeah. I was like, fair enough.
Yeah. 10 days in Hawaii. Yeah, a little Capper.
I want to go to the toilet again, if that's all right.
Yeah, go for it, bro. Sorry. Well, dude, Capper will read off the comments.
Oh, yeah, the comments.
On the big Norks.
Yeah, yeah, on the big Norks with the Anne Frank quote.
Yeah.
Now, I felt bad about this because, yeah, I, you know, there are some people watching my social media.
Yeah.
Like the hospital I was at and Dry July people.
Right.
Because, like, I'm an ambassador guy. And they've been liking my posts whenever I do something about Dry July or, hey, not drinking or whatever.
Yeah.
So they would have seen this for sure.
Of course.
Just me, they're like, he's lost his mind. What have we done?
I don't know.
We knew not to take our chance on a comedian.
But that's the thing. They know you're a comedian.
Big Norks.
Yeah. So giant Norks with the juxtaposed with an Anne Frank quote is comedy. I mean, that's pure and simple.
So, yeah, I got some really good comments. One guy said, oh, Ben Pressington, he's a legend, this guy. I probably would have read her diary if this was on the cover.
Nice. That's good.
Which is good.
Yeah.
And then, someone else wrote, oh, Barnsey wrote, I bet you'd like to be frank with Anne. And I was like, yeah, that's all right. Yeah. Someone wrote a pretty shit one, but it's still kind of funny. Damn, Anne Frank been eating some chicken up in that attic.
That's not bad. I like that.
It's pretty crook, but it's good. It's
just the belief that, you know, fucking chickens
makes your tits bigger.
Which maybe with all the hormones in it, that's, you know, what he's getting at. But I love, Anne Frank, just that. The implication for him was that was Anne Frank's jugs.
Yeah.
Because, you know, no one ever talks about what kind of rack Anne Frank was working with.
Yeah, if she had a big one, I reckon, safe. She would have been an honorary Nazi, I reckon. Yeah, and someone wrote a pretty good one as well. They said, finally figured out screenshots on the new phone.
Like,
it's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah. And then someone wrote a really good one. It just said, Bobbies.
Is that in reference to like a British police officer?
Yeah. I think
because they've got a tit for the hat.
People call
them
Bobs. Bob.
Oh, Bobs.
Yeah.
Or boobs or British police officers.
Boobs.
Yeah, Bobs. I call them Bobs. Well, there's a cafe around the corner from us called Two Bobs.
Oh, right.
Yeah. All I think is boobs.
Boobs.
Two boobs.
Do you ever call them orbs or are you.
Orbs.
Orbs is a little sci-fi for me.
And also, it doesn't really roll off.
A little sci-fi.
Yeah, so they're the alien boobs.
Yeah.
Check out the orbs on that.
Zeebs orbs. Orbs on that.
On that.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's what Elon Musk calls them.
I guess if you've got the big boobs, you've always got the men circling you. It's orbit. You know,
True.
That's, Jugs is funny. I like Jugs.
Jugs is good.
We said Norks before. That's classic. Australian.
Wait, did you say Norks or Norgs?
Well, Norgs, again, is alien tits.
Right, yeah. That's a bit Norks. I always thought it was Norgs.
It's K, right? It's Norks.
Norks.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Man, you're out of touch.
Out of touch.
God.
Been out of touch for a long time.
Yeah. Touching no bobs.
You meant to be the Tom Jones of Melbourne. You know. Yeah.
So those slaps in the face have just been because I've been mispronouncing it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, no, it's Norks.
Norks.
It's Norks. He wasn't politically correct. Yeah. I didn't even call him Norks. All right.
So that was the hacks. I skipped one last week, which we'll see if Capper's got anything for me at the end of the app. But let's get through the phone. So we'll hand our phones to the left. So I'll spin the wheel each time, Ollie, so you can hold on to your phone for now. You'll go through my phone. Cap, you'll go through OC's. And eventually I'll go through Capper's. All right, the wheel is spinning.
Ooh, that's the wheel.
And that is notes. All right.
Ooh, some notes. Now, Mike, Wimbledon's been on.
Yeah, it's on.
So you haven't probably been writing much, have you?
No.
Sounds like you've taken some time out.
No, I'm looking at the notes now, and it's shit we either might have covered before, or it's just half-baked.
I guess it's like that, isn't it? You probably covered heaps of shit before.
But
is this all you have in your notes? Oh, wait, that's just the joke idea.
Yeah, right. You can go. You skip around. That's yielded results before.
Oh, far out.
Cachetta.
Oh, so wait, isn't it like normally you just go hell for leather on the notes, like whatever's in there? Or do you just go for the jokes in the notes?
No, you can go skip around there, have a look.
Yeah.
This is great because for years we did this podcast and Mike would only say his joke things, and then Conchetta found...
She found some personal mantras.
Some personal mantras that
nothing really like, matters.
Far out. This wall is crumbling.
Yeah.
Iron Man is falling down.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, you got something on me last time in my notes. It was... You were like, you said you wouldn't do it, but I was like, fuck it, just do it. It was pretty bad.
Yeah. Pretty bad. I mean, you could, whatever, have a look through. I think, yeah.
I'm looking at your Logie notes at the moment.
Oh, yeah. So that was just so I could remember stories for the, that gives us a good segue into a plug for the bonus episode we did where I give all the behind the scenes dirt on the Logies and, you know, all the showbiz goss and bullshit. So, yeah, that was legit all covered in the bonus episode that's on Patreon. Get on that.
Get on that. $5 a month.
$5 a month. The people are loving it, dude.
People have been loving it.
$5?
Yeah.
Man, that's the price of a coffee.
I know.
God. everything they try and sell you is always just the price of a coffee.
Coffee is kind of expensive now.
$5 a day.
I think I paid $7.20 for a coffee the other day.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's right. What's with this? You know, like extra for oat milk. What? Yeah. Oats?
Yeah.
They're cheap.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Anyway, so there's a couple of things I saw in your Logie's notes. Magda so big.
I didn't put that. Does it actually say that?
$5 for
Magda so big.
Maybe I got halfway through trying to write Sabansky and I was like, Magda's so big.
Shabansky?
Whatever.
No, hey. So you're saying you didn't mean to write so big.
Well, maybe. I think. Get on the Patreon to find out how big she is. And look, a lovely lady.
I'm sure she is.
Yeah. But did I
but
tell
just us? Big, according to Mike Goldstein.
Well, I think I was writing Sabansky and just gave up and I was like, I'll remember Magda so big.
Which Magda do I know? Yeah. Wait, which Magda is it? Out of the 20 the I know. Yeah. Oh, it's the big one.
Okay. Yeah.
Isn't she a spokeswoman for Weight Watchers though? Wasn't she at one point?
She was, but then she got so big.
Yeah, then she got so big. Fuck. What's the show she's doing? Hosting the game show?
I don't know. Not Pointless. It's the Weakest Link again.
It's bizarre because like she's playing this angry character, but we're like, you're not that. Like,
yeah.
It is weird how Australian, they get a comedian and they make him kind of like Eric Banner was good in Chopper.
Right.
But then I don't know why he's in anything else.
Yeah.
He's just
He's playing
serious.
That Aussie larrikin and everything else.
Yeah, like, you know, when he was Poito in Chopper.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, make him funny again. He's too serious. He's
man, because he was pretty funny. Poito was good.
Poito was so funny.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Dave O'Neill used to write for Poito.
Oh, can imagine.
Dave O'Neill told me.
So this is before my time. I don't even know
Poito. Yeah, right.
And
Dave, you'd probably look at it and go, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was just... It was basically what everyone on TikTok is now, just wore a wig
and
it was a bogan that wore a – it was a bogan that had a tuxedo and he had
had the neck – fuzzy neck, you know, just that.
Brett smoking
Blake.
All the time.
It
was Brett Blake in a tuxedo,
yeah,
basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the other one I got here is after Marty, Maff's dipshits angry they didn't win.
Yeah. So you're just revealing content that's, you know, they'll have to – it's behind the paywall.
It's behind the paywall. Yeah. Oh, okay. So you've already talked about this stuff.
Well, it's on the Patreon, but I'll give a taste like that the Maff's contestants, which is the biggest show on Channel 9. It's the biggest show in Australia. The people watch it worldwide, whatever. Yeah. And there's like anyone who's even a contestant on that show, their social media just fucking blows up crazy. Huh? But they thought that because, you know, it's this huge show that they would be treated as royalty on the red carpet and like do all the interviews. Yeah. But now they got waved through.
Shit.
Yeah, because they're like, dude, it's like that tribe they found in the Amazon that thinks like World War II is still happening.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Man, but I feel sorry for them because in comedy, the first year you do it or whatever.
What, the tribe?
No. Yeah. You know,
they come out just wanting to do stand up.
Your first year of comedy, did you guys go into the jungle for a while? I did. I've been there for ages. I came out, I think it was World War II. And that's when I got funny. You know, that's when I got funny.
Julia Morris was waiting for them. Yeah.
But in your first year, you know, you think you get one opportunity, you think, I'm on TV now. Like people think I'm a big deal.
Yeah.
And then that just stand up is so humbling, it gets beaten out of you so quickly.
Without a doubt.
Imagine going straight from just normal to being on TV.
Yeah,
you would just think you're the biggest star ever,
wouldn't
and you're set for life. Now.
Well, and like I said, if their social media blows up, all of a sudden you got 400,000 followers or something. But then I wonder what the drop off is once it's a new season, it's all new people. And
I reckon it's pretty huge,
but I reckon this is where they capitalize by getting the OnlyFans accounts
and then recruiting that
flow on from Insta and socials into the OnlyFans, and that is money, right? So therefore, and then it probably generates after that. You know, just through new people watching, you know.
Yeah.
Is that that Abby Chatfield lady? Was she on
She was the Bachelor.
And then she did two more and now she's on the Masked Singer.
Dude, she's like huge now. She's got a radio show. Yeah, she's got a range of dildos.
Because I think everyone remembered her because she was horny on the show. She was like, I want to do it, and she was kind of vivacious.
Man, respect to her. She was able to pivot from the villain role on a reality show into like a huge media personality.
Wow. Isn't that insane? Because she was the villain and then I looked again and suddenly she was like this praised person. I was like, oh, wow, what happened? I thought she was the one they were just kind of going for.
Good team behind her.
Yeah.
It shows what you get for just being yourself as well.
Yep.
Like mostly people on those shows, they're probably like fake horny, like, ooh, I want you, or they're like horny but they don't show it.
Yeah. I just question anyone's motive to go on that show anyway. You just got to assume they're a pretty awful person.
Oh, totally.
So, okay, you just want fame. And I think if you got nothing else to offer and you just want, oh, what a vacuous fucking reason. I just can't stand it.
Man, I heard of this like weird stories or whatever, like farmer wants a wife. I had a friend that works on the crew or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just full of people that want to get famous.
Oh, wow.
So they're like speaking to like the grips and the camera people, like they're famous. Like,
oh, that's funny.
Yeah. I was cameraman on, I don't know, you know what I mean, on Wheel of Fortune. And they're like, oh, you know what I mean? And heaps of the women were shacking up with the crew and the cameraman because they were like, oh, this is my way to stardom. And they're like, nah. I just live one job to the other, like working a camera. Yeah. I'm not famous.
Even farmers. Farmers want to be famous.
Yeah.
Do they just want their farms to be famous?
The funniest thing is, man, my dad was a cotton farmer, and it's so much work, especially in summer. The cotton says I'm thirsty. You just got to run out there and irrigate. You don't have a good Christmas. You don't have a good summer. You're just thinking about the cotton all the time. So you never really see a cotton farmer on Farmer Wants Wife because they're like always fucking working.
Yeah. That sounds pretty heinous. How long are your family still doing it? Or
not anymore. Pecans.
Oh, pecans.
Pecans, a lot better.
Wonderful.
A lot less maintenance. But that was for 20 years nearly, yeah.
Yeah, that's a long time. Yeah, on call for cotton.
Yeah.
On brutal. Call for the cotton ball.
Yeah. You have a fair bit of downtime, but that's
right,
it. But
okay.
It's still shit.
Jesus.
Anyway, all right.
So.
Do I keep going?
Yeah, that would be Farmer Wants a Life.
Farmer Wants a Life.
Yeah.
We got that.
That'd be good if they just took a cotton farmer on a holiday, on a summer holiday.
Yeah. That's like, all right, that's pretty cool. If there's any other notes, otherwise we'll keep it moving.
I think you mainly just got set lists here.
There'll be a lot of set lists. There might be...
What does set list say? Magnus so big.
Magnus so big. That's a closer. Yeah. Magnus Sabansky.
And I just like to say, Magnus O'Big.
What the?
All right, good night.
I've been
Mike Goldstein.
I set it up. I meant Magnus Sabansky. More like Magnus O'Big. Yeah. All right, see you.
Thanks for coming to the Jenny Craig corporate.
body positivity night.
I'm struggling here. I think it's all just...
That's all right. Well, that's why the joke, though.
Yeah, okay, let's go back. Can I quickly just go back to the jokes bits? I don't want you to edit anything, but let's go...
If there's
the Mike Goldstein of comedy.
That's a show title.
Great.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one. Is that what you're going to go with next year?
I think so, if I fucking write a show.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, now Wimbledon's over, you can...
Yeah, you know, do
I didn't
work.
Watch a single match of Wimbledon.
That's not good.
No, I thought it was gonna, and I just didn't.
It was a weird tournament, but still, yeah, plenty of storylines.
Yeah, that's true.
Did they let... what's his name play even though he's not vaccinated?
He played, but yeah. They also didn't allow any Russians in. But then the lady who ended up winning was representing Kazakhstan, even though she's Russian.
Oh, that's
so,
right.
She Trojan horsed in a win for Putin.
Yes. That's great.
Anything else?
38-year-old cat.
Right. That came up as like the oldest cat ever. Someone had a 38-year-old cat. And I was I just put that in the notes. I was like, maybe there's something in this.
Isn't that funny? You just get this. I do that all the time. It's just a premise. There's no actual gag.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like the funny premise. It's funny. It amuses me. But fuck knows if I can find something in it.
Oh, dude. I mean, I guess, you know, like it's a middle-aged cat. You know, it starts posting opinions on Facebook or I don't know, some shit like that.
I love that.
Something there. But I haven't sat down and actually thought about it.
So. I think you're onto something already. That
cat,
was great.
I think it's
past middle age, though. Definitely the twilight.
Oh, for a cat, it's fucking Methuselah.
It's a living dead.
Yeah.
Starts researching whiskeys online. Starts getting craft beer. You know.
Whiskeys or whiskers?
There you go.
Right,
a couple of late night whiskers before bed.
All right, great. That's it.
I think that's about it.
Yeah. We'll end up on notes again at some other point in my phone. But
that's a good meow pun.
This is a good. I like this. Can't get an abortion, but can just wait until your child goes to school and let an active shooter do it.
Yeah. So.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What is this, 2006?
No, that's now.
The shooting is definitely now, but just the.
But you're referencing a conversation we had before we started recording.
We're just talking about brutal shit. It used to be way more brutal.
Yeah. Well, that's a take that now, since.
That's funny. There's two great topics there.
It's two great topics that people love having a laugh about.
To combine two great topics.
Yeah.
If only there was like a TV show that did both of those.
Yeah.
What a great watch that would be.
Oh, comedy. Yeah. Gold. So that's a take then has since the Roe versus Wade was overturned has been done a million times on Twitter. And so it stayed in the notes because then I saw it a million times and I was like, I'm not going to, why put up my version? You know, like it's just screaming into the void.
Are you a big TikTok guy?
TikTok.
Yeah.
I've been trying to put one video up a week.
Man, that's great.
To wildly different results.
Right.
Yeah.
It is demoralizing.
Yeah.
I had one that went good.
Yeah.
And I was like, Cap is back on the TikTok. And then put one up this week that was shorter. I thought would go great on TikTok.
Right. Yeah.
Fucking.
So you just can't pick it.
Can't pick it.
Dude, I'm going to just start trying to like game the system and like, you know, the cover photo or whatever, the cover image on the video. Just have it always say like Americans versus Australians or Aussies say the weird shit or what, you know?
Because
that's the shit that
the clickbait
blows up.
Stuff.
Yeah.
But then would the content be that or not?
Who cares?
No, just anything.
The watch, the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm going to have Norks on mine.
Norks.
Just huge Norks.
Just hire a hot girl to like tell your jokes. And you're still getting your content out there, you know?
True.
But she's dancing and telling your jokes. And you're good.
Yeah. That's good viewing.
Yeah.
That's good half a minute, 1 minute viewing.
I might subscribe to your TikTok, Mike.
Yeah, do it. All right, spinning the wheel to see what Capper is going through in OC's phone.
Yes. You're probably not nervous about it, though, are you? You're a private person, but then you wouldn't have...
I'm a private person. But I guess...
No, you're not. You're not like you're an open guy, but you know.
I don't. I'm not. I think it's probably because I'm not that active on the socials, right? I don't really go nuts with them.
But also, you're like, you like things in order a bit, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Well, it's camera roll for Ollie. Camera roll.
Oh yeah, I don't know how to open these bloody Apple phones. You know,
there's the ROM. Holy shit.
Okay. Oh, holy shit.
There's a lot in there.
A lot in there.
Who knows?
You look genuinely perplexed.
I don't know what's in there.
Stressed.
No, because I take screenshots of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was like, look at this screenshot, I thought, but then it's just how to work Logic, that music program.
Yeah, yeah.
Man.
Fuck, that stumped me for 2 hours yesterday trying to figure out how to do something.
Man, how good is the internet where you can just like...
learn stuff.
Learn. You can just type it in, it works.
Yeah.
Man, this looks like it's a screenshot of one of my stories of Brett eating Hungry Jack's.
Yeah, but I don't think that was on purpose because I got that double tap thing.
Yeah, in the back.
On the back. And sometimes it just takes screenshots all the time without me knowing. So I think that's definitely what that is.
I was hoping you'd be like, look at this fat fuck.
Because normally if you've got a photo like that, you're normally sending it to someone else and making fun of them, right? Yeah, but no, not in that instance.
Occasionally to that person.
I dread doing that.
Oh, the mistake. But occasionally you'll I'll screenshot Capper doing something stupid and then send it to him fun of him.
Oh, yeah.
But I'd say 98% of the time you're screenshotting to bully someone behind their back.
That's right.
Yeah.
Like this fat man on Current Affair. There's a large man on Current Affair.
Yeah, you know who that is?
No.
Seb Costello.
Who's Seb Costello?
Seb Costello.
I don't know.
Oh, he's... Anyway. I've got a friend who's got an awful story about that. So I just had to go... Look at him.
Right. Look at his son. He's on a Current Affair, so I'm guessing he's like a...
It's Peter Costello's son.
Right. The politician.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, he used to work at a...
And if you're on Current Affair, it's never...
It's hard to say stuff about this because you don't know how far it's going to go, right?
Yeah. But I mean, he's on a Current Affair, so you could say why he was on Current Affair because that's public domain.
Well, he's the interviewer. He's the reporter. Okay. Yeah, so he wasn't being...
If it was
him going, I'd go hell for leather.
Well, we got plenty of content for our debrief lunch after this.
Damn.
There could be, this could be good or bad. You told us you were selling your stuff. I'm guessing you were selling a mattress.
Right.
And you're pointing to the stain on the mattress.
It's the only stain that's on this king-size mattress. Wonderful mattress if anyone needs it.
Dude, we just upgraded to a king. Best thing we ever did.
Man,
dude,
that looks like a huge mattress.
And I'm trying to convince my girlfriend. I was trying to get this over there, but she loves the bed frame, which is double.
Oh, double.
So she's going, I don't want that because it won't fit the... I'm going, yeah, okay. So actually, believe it or not, I have to go to storage after this and show that mattress to someone who wants to try it out first. But it's in storage and there's nowhere to really lay it down. So I don't know how they're going to try it out.
That's weird.
Maybe just run up and bounce off it.
Yeah, they'll do a press test.
Yeah.
But lying it down, because even when we bought the new mattress, it's a fucking awkward experience. Some old man's trying to sell you a bed bouncing up and down and he would go and lie on one and go, this one's comfy.
And you know they're taking the piss now. They know how awkward it is.
Yeah.
And it's weird if you're both lying on there and they're just looking straight down at you. Yeah, it's this is really creepy.
There is a fucking comedy bit in that.
For sure.
But it's surely someone's done one. But a friend that used to do comedy worked at a mattress store and they fired him because they kept finding him asleep on the mattress.
Wow.
And again, I'll tell you who it is after.
That's amazing, though.
Yeah.
Fuck. We've got a one of those really sinky mattresses. What are they? Latex?
The Posturepedic or whatever.
I can't get out of it. I don't want to sound old, but it's I literally have to roll out. I can't because you go to push. Normally you'd push your hand in and pull yourself up or you've got good
but
core.
You just...
Even if you've got good core, you just sink. So there's nothing to put. There's no resistance.
Yeah.
So you literally just have to kind of roll out. and you're on the hands and knees on the floor and then you stand up.
Oh, shit. It's like a dismount.
Literally, I reckon people have done their backs so much through this mattress. So and it's not that comfy.
No? So it's a memory foam.
It's a memory foam one.
Yeah, yeah.
But I get an okay night's sleep. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
I reckon I could get better.
It's weird. I must be getting older now because I couldn't think of spending money on a thing like a bed.
Yeah.
That would annoy me.
Yeah.
Because
it is annoying.
Spend it on a cool activity or...
Absolutely. It's
like
so
that.
Boring, isn't it?
It's the most boring thing.
But it's like you said, when you go to a king, you're like, oh, wowee.
Oh,
this is incredible.
Dude, it's 30% of your life. You know, spend the money.
That's what I think of too and go, you do want that quality sleep. And you got animals. Do they sleep on the bed?
Yeah.
They take up real estate. God damn it. I'm locked in every night. I can't move.
Yeah.
I've got a dog and I've got a cat either side of me. And I just can't move. And because it's a memory foam, I really can't move. Yeah. Well, I'm just sunken in.
And every night I'm like, oh, I'll just kick them off the bed if they're in the way. But you maneuver around them.
You
like,
lock them out sometimes and then they just get this scratching at the door. And you can't sleep because they're scratching, so you might as well let them in.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, my partner told me, she said, you keep trying to take the doona. You better do something about that. I'm like, how can I do something about that? I'm asleep.
Yeah.
Can you tell a sleep me?
Separate doonas.
Yeah. Wait, is she just saying buy a bigger doona?
Yeah, I think. Yo, well, I'm asleep. I don't know that
I'm doing it. She's saying rectify your sleep behavior, which she has no control over.
But also I'm like, I don't know that I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Sounds to me like you need a hot toddy, hot water bottle just to get warmer.
Oh.
And therefore you relinquish a bit of that.
Well, I've been wearing a t-shirt to bed to keep warmer.
What? Like, well, in winter you kind of have to, don't you?
Yeah,
and nothing, you're a big no underwear guy, so you're Winnie the Pooh to bed?
No, I've been wearing these pink track pants to bed. Pink
fluffy track pants.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you do too? You're not even joking.
No. I've been wearing them to bed.
I can't.
And they've been great.
Yeah.
Nice and warm.
Yeah, it is warm, but there's too stifling. I need to feel free in bed.
Yeah.
Well, do you know why?
Are you a nude man?
In summer, for sure.
Yeah.
Undies and t-shirt in winter.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Well, I was a nude man until a couple of nights ago because I couldn't get out of bed in the morning.
Oh wow, yeah, because
I've got a shirt and track pants. Anyway, welcome to the old guys podcast.
That's good. Yeah, this is shit people can relate to, man. Yeah.
welcome to No bed. Romance Podcast.
Yeah. The bedheads.
But let me tell you about this bed. Would you buy a bed, a secondhand bed, first of all?
What's the size of the stain? What's the cause of the stain?
It's literally a coffee stain.
It's a coffee stain.
You can see that's the size of the king size. Yeah. Got a lovely plush pillow top.
It is a big mattress.
I reckon I probably looks good. Probably bought it for about $1,800.
But here's the problem with the coffee stain. Brown.
Yeah, but it's at the foot of the bed too.
Yeah.
Or the head.
Yeah, you're asking some to go to the foot.
That's what I'm angling at. I wouldn't want to buy a secondhand mattress, really.
No, it's gross.
Unless I knew it'd been like used for a month or two.
Yeah. The stain, obviously knocks down the price you're asking.
Well, I'm selling it for $150.
Oh, shit.
Wow, that is a steal.
That's what I mean. Because I'm trying to get rid of my storage facility, so therefore I just need everything to go. And that's the biggest thing.
Right.
Oh, I just need it to go.
And are you on, it's not Craigslist, what's it called here?
Gumtree.
Gumtree? So you're dealing with fucking freaks.
Oh, I was going to say, my last month has been dealing with the flakiest fuckheads ever.
Yeah.
They are the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even someone, okay, so I had a free washing machine. Yeah. Old, but it does the job. I'm like, I just need it gone. Have some woman from a Christian organization going, oh, hi, I'm such and such from this organization. We've got a family that we're just rehousing and all good. But I'm like, it's free. I don't need your story.
Yeah.
If you wanted it for free and I was charging something, that's fine. Give me the story. But I don't need your story. Anyway, she goes, when's the earliest you can get rid of it? I went, oh, I need it gone by this week or something. And she goes, when's the earliest? And I was like, oh, Tuesday. And then Tuesday comes around. I go, hey, just making sure you're in. She goes, oh, I'm so sorry, I can't do it. I'm like, but you wanted this.
Yeah.
No washing machine for you, blacklisted.
Yeah. Free as well.
Now you can apologize to that family that was going to have it.
Yeah, you got all that.
You can keep wearing your soiled clothes.
You've got two things. Like, I know we're getting into it, but I just got two things I want to know about. It looks like you've got, it looks like a song called Andre Agassi Hair.
Oh, that's a bit I've been doing.
Yeah.
So I start by saying, going to my AA meeting, like-minded people talking about something we love.
Yeah.
Andre Agassi. Nice. Right? And then it goes from there.
Great, man.
But it goes into – because it's part of his biography. It made me howl with laughter when
I
was reading it.
One of the best biographies I've ever read.
Isn't it great? Yeah. Just the bit where he's talking about just his hair.
Yeah.
Having to keep his hair on while he plays.
He's playing like Grand Slam finals and he's worried about his hair flying off.
His hair coming off. But then it's the bit where Brooke just goes, they're having – she goes, how about we have a party – and we have a party to shave off your hair and finally be done with it.
Yeah.
He goes, okay, but it wasn't until like the next morning.
Yeah.
It had been done. He couldn't look at himself. And the next morning he looks himself in the mirror, runs his hand over his head and goes, hi, nice to meet you.
That's what a lot of coke.
It just fucking got me.
Oh, that's nice. Amazing. It's just going, nice to meet you.
Yeah. Nice to meet you. Because it reminded me also in the UK, me and my sister – seeing the family back in the UK there, and I must have been like eight, nine.
Yep.
but there was an Andre Agassi Nescafe ad on, and he had the long hair.
Yeah.
And they the family get up because there's a knock at the door. They open it, and it's just Andre Agassi goes, "Hi, call me Andre."
Yeah.
And I was like, it just reminded me of that.
Oh, dude, because his big ad campaign outside of that was for one of the camera brands. I forget which one, but the tagline was "Image is everything." And he's wearing a fucking wig.
Wow.
And the image is everything.
Perfection.
Yeah.
Right? How amazing. That's why he took it.
Yeah.
Like, it really is.
The other thing that's fucking hilarious, man, is you've got a cover for a film and it looks like it's from Ray Parker Jr. in Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
He's got his own. Is it a documentary about him?
Yeah, I think he's doing
it. It's a documentary about
him. And it's called Who You Gonna
Call? Who You Gonna Call?
Oh, God.
That is the greatest.
I picked up a Ray Parker Jr. vinyl, which had been autographed by him, but it was, Best Wishes Sally or something. This is great. I'm keeping this.
Because did he have any other hits besides the Ghostbusters
No, theme? But he was prolific in writing for other people.
Okay.
But amazing. But there was a fantastic sketch Key and Peele did.
That is one of my favorite sketches ever.
It's one of my favorite ones as well. And it's Ray Parker Jr. sings the hits that he pitched to movies.
Yeah.
But they all kind of sound like Ghostbusters. But it turns out, like, it starts off with him turning around in the chair and going, "Oh, wait, who you got to call? Or what's the other one?"
Is it not Hip to Be Square? It's something like that. Anyway.
Oh, I think he just turns around in the chair and goes, "Who are you going to call? Ha, 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 I'm Ray Parker Jr." So it's this big infomercial for his hits like "Lawnmower Man." Get off of that lawn. it's genuinely very funny.
That's good.
He's like, "What'd you get?" He goes, "Deep Impact."
He's
like, "Sounds like you got some deep impact." He's good. The other one is like, "What? 50 Shades of Grey." Whoa, slow down, white people.
Yeah. You could sound like a producer in your very own home.
And then he necks like whiskey.
That's right.
A big thing. Oh, man.
So that just reminds me of him doing
that. Oh, that is so good.
But Ray Parker, and I saw this awesome live 16-minute version of Ghostbusters he did live. Oh, my God. Because he's got this.
Wait, this is real?
This is real. And he did it because he's got this sax guy, which is also the hype guy.
Yeah.
And fuck. So the sax guy is. And the sax guy just trying to
fuck
the crowd. 16 minutes.
Jesus.
It's too much.
I just thought of a character, the anti-PC comedian that's Ray. Is it Parker?
Ray Parker Jr.
And he goes, "I ain't afraid of no joke." That's pretty good.
That's very good. I like it.
All right, Capper's phone real quick because we're at the pointy end of the episode already.
I love people that don't leave the one thing they're famous for. My brother and I love the Rufio from Hook. His Instagram is so good.
Who's Rufio?
You know Rufio from... It was like Rode the Skateboard.
Rufio.
Like,
Rufio.
Fuck, man, I'm not getting any of these references today. What's going on with me? Rufio,
man,
I'm going to look
it up.
You've
got to get a Rufio.
Which from the Hook, from the Schmee, that one, yeah?
Yeah, he was the rebellious guy.
If you don't remember Rufio, I don't know if you've seen Hook.
If you don't remember,
I think I was focusing on other characters.
Rufio had the mohawk and stuff like that.
Oh, see, you're looking at those characters. They don't interest me.
What?
I think that's what it is.
You're more a Tinkerbell guy?
Anyway. No, I was more the Dustin Hoffman
hook
guy. He was hilarious.
He was Hook.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, he was genuinely good at it.
Right.
Yeah.
His name is Dante Busco. And he's just
great name.
Let go of Hook. My brother and I send it all the time. He's like... like hashtag life of Hook. Life of Rufio.
People were chanting
like
his character's name. He was like the
man.
Cool bad boy.
Oh, man. If you can embrace it after a while, it's the best. I did see a pic of Edward, who was in Terminator 2, the kid.
Oh, Edward Furlong.
Yeah.
Oh, he looks fucked.
Jeez. So, I just read about him. Meth addiction, like full on. He got a new set of teeth, apparently.
Well,
got a new set of teeth.
Dude, but he's massive, right? Like, he looks shit.
Bigger,
and that's why
he's
like Magda. I was thinking they should make a new Terminator movie. Yeah, he's like Magda. They make a new Terminator movie, but he plays John Connor. Like, and it's just this fat mess. trying to fight a robot.
No
I'd
fate.
Watch the shit out of
no
that.
No fate, but what we eat.
Yeah.
I think he was in the latest one. He makes a cameo in the latest one or something. And they had an interview with him and he's like, yeah, man, I'm just happy to get the money. Something like that.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it was just cool to get the money or whatever. But I remember I talked to an actor years ago who didn't make it in Hollywood, but he had a job delivering pizzas.
Yeah.
Right.
And he said all he did was deliver pizzas to Edward Furlong.
Oh,
so he was trying
God.
To get auditions in Hollywood as a pizza delivery man. And then he was just looking at it, delivering pizzas to his fate. Just like, this is what happens when you make it big, kid.
Yeah.
Brutal being a child actor, though, I reckon.
Yeah. Like, oh, dude, because if you age weird, you're done.
Yeah, yeah.
But surprisingly, Haley Joel Osment made
it's the one that first came to mind.
Yeah, he's a character actor now.
He's come back.
Yeah, he's come back.
He's great.
But, I mean, for the most part, if you're like Macaulay Culkin, you know, you age weird, fucking fell out. Yeah. His brother's doing well.
His brother's doing pretty good.
Yeah. He's I think their dad was a psycho, though.
Right.
Which is showbiz parent, though.
Yeah, exactly right. No, I just looked up Rufio. Yeah, I remember. Yeah. Vaguely. Like, I remember,
Dante
but I'm just
Busker.
Like, I couldn't give you a single line. It looks like Rufio's the one that stood up for everyone.
He does a flip or something.
Anyway, the
See,
actor
that's a cool
just
character.
Does not
I was
let
never
go.
I was never liking the cool character.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. All right. So, what are we going to go through on my phone?
Draft tweets, if you have any.
Oh, no, I don't.
None?
I don't. So, I just pump them out now. Actually, I might have one because we're pretty
Yeah, we're past the hour mark here. So if you have one, we'll just talk about that. If it's got, you know, if there's anything we can mine out of it.
Comedy
gold.
Phone, I don't know where.
What kind of brand are we going with this phone?
Samsung.
He's upgraded. Oh, it's no
this
good.
Is actually a good time. One, right? But I thought maybe this joke's been done.
Yeah.
I had to get two ribs implanted to stop sucking myself off.
I don't mind it. I don't.
Has that been done before?
I don't know.
I've heard plenty of rib sucking off jokes, but I don't know if that angle has been done. I think it's pretty good.
And maybe making beef ribs. They had to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I just sort of, I always. Because someone else had a variation of it, which was hilarious or something. Or someone just, I heard.
So you're just rewording it?
Yeah, so I just reworded it.
Yeah.
I had to get two ribs implanted to stop sucking myself off.
Yeah.
If anyone could tell, when this episode gets released, anyone tell us if we could do that joke.
If that's original
if
or not.
They haven't done it before, it's going
it's
out.
It's going,
baby.
Yeah. Because it is gold.
Yeah.
I could say that on stage. Could I say, guys, I'm so good, I had to get two ribs implanted to suck myself off, to stop sucking myself off.
Yeah.
But it's mostly 90s people because it was like Marilyn Manson and Prince were the rumors.
Yes, absolutely.
To get that.
Yeah.
They got ribs removed to suck themselves off.
Yeah.
Try it.
Anyway, see how it goes.
Well, let's. Is that it for draft tweets?
That's it. That's the one.
Wait,
don't
you normally have to hand it over to?
Yeah, he's kept it. I mean, you know.
Oh, okay. You've really relaxed the show.
Yeah, he really did want me to see that. You know,
I love it.
I can show you that.
He doesn't trust you with his Samsung. That's what it is.
Basically.
Jesus. He's got this beautiful phone.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Let's get into the hack. So we're at the pointy end of the episode. OC, obviously.
Drugs,
there's nothing there. Yeah, right.
Obviously, you don't have to do shit if you don't want to.
Uh huh.
Cap, I don't know if you've brought anything to the table. I have something.
Yep.
Which I think you'd put up in stories and then just see what happens. It's a picture of a ton of sex dolls in a field, just a whole ton of the newfangled.
Can I just ask?
Yeah.
Is there any act that's not related to sex?
No, we're perverts.
I know. I've got one that's not related to sex.
But then so they're all in the field and it's all these dolls and it says, "Are you going to join us at the European Doll Fest 25th to the 27th of September?"
Right.
And so if you just put that in stories with pumped for this or
great. I'll accept
seems
that
like
one.
A joke.
That's because it seems like a joke. I feel okay with that.
I felt
it is a comedy podcast.
That's I'll put that up for sure.
All right. Well, what do you have?
What do you got?
I thought because you know, I mean, we wanted to have you as a guest, but also, man, One of the reasons I wanted to get you on is because you've got your new musical project coming out.
Oh, yeah, get the plug
in. Out, John Cox.
John Cox, the side project under a different name. Obviously, it's blues rock.
It's so good.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I like it. It's fun because I just wanted something to wail away on guitar with because, you know, I grew up listening to Poison Gunners and, you know, Clapton. Shouldn't mention Clapton no more.
He's got COVID now. He did. He's just like, this week. And he's hardcore anti-vax.
How do you know this? You on Clapton Watch?
Yeah, I'm on Clap Watch.
Hey, this week on Clapton Watch.
I'm on Clap Track.
But yeah, like, you know, Stevie Ray Vaughan, other blues musos as well. But just love it. Yeah. So if you look on Spotify and put John Cox, Keep On Moving is the title of the album.
Keep On Moving, so good.
Yeah, it's fun. And I did an album launch for it and just to see if it would work live. And it worked a treat. I loved it. It was so much fun.
Oh, man, so, I couldn't be there. I was fucking, oh, man, apparently it was a great night.
It was really fun and a good vibe. Just everyone in there was just, you know, just having a good vibe. It was nice.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I was freaking out at the same
I would love
time.
That. I was like, it reminded me of Ian Moss.
Moss. So I was actually like, I referenced Ian Moss's tracks when I was like mixing because I like the mix of some of his stuff. So I was like, oh, that's cool. Anyway, so that's what's happening. So thanks for getting me on to plug that.
Oh, no, it was fine. But I thought maybe you could do a story just going, hey guys, you might be familiar with my latest project, John Cox.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say that I can't say anything at the moment, but I could be supporting a band that begins with M, ends with five. But no news just yet.
No news just yet.
Just no news just yet.
Yeah. So that's a story?
Just a story.
Story.
Just a story.
Thanks for all your support with the John Cox project.
Is Maroon 5 funny enough, though?
Well, it's almost too funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, like who's a band?
I find that quite.
Because what style is John Cox? Like, what's the?
It's kind of like a blues rock, but very melodic though.
Okay,
you know, so it's not real hard blues. It's more sort of white man.
So John Mayer, John Mayer.
Yeah.
Support.
But more rocky than.
Yeah, but in terms of a band though,
I think it could probably suit.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. So I'm supporting another John. Surname starting
and
with
I
M.
May or may not be true. That's funny.
All right.
That's funny.
All right, we'll put that up.
We'll do that. We'll figure it out during lunch.
Should we do it live now, but not with the... Well, you put the microphone down so we can see... Or will people see you're in Mike's house? I guess it's fine.
What, to see that we're in my house?
Am I doing a picture of myself? What am I...
Do a story. I thought you were doing a story, just you talking.
I never do those things.
No.
Yeah.
So just an image of the John Cox thing, but thanks for all your support. It's led to some cool opportunities. Like I may or... How would you... It's too fairly.
Because in my head I was thinking, because we're writing it, you know where you just put... I put a story up of just what's written and shit. But you want to do a speaking story.
I thought you'd do a speaking story.
Fuck, this made it harder.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. You can do whatever you like.
We'll figure it out after.
It's
too many moving parts. Cool. OC, thanks for getting on. So you got the John Cox thing on Spotify.
Yeah. I'm actually re-recording my very first album I ever did because, you know, you go back to your stuff and you go, I could do it better now.
Yeah.
So I'm re-recording 10,000 Kisses and I'm going to have that probably out the next month or so. A new edition, new recording.
Oh, man, this is great.
I fucking love it.
Yeah, so right?
You're so talented.
Oh, dude, stop it. But it's fun. It's just good fun. And I'm also recording a brand new OC album. I'm four songs deep into a new OC album, which is going to be full of like real kind of old school R&B, British invasion R&B type stuff.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah,
oh,
great. It's real big vocals and just dancey stuff.
Yeah, great.
Oh, man, that's great.
Yeah, love it.
The what were you doing? You did the few covers in
lockdown.
Yeah,
in lockdown.
Were really good.
The lounge
Is that
singing.
On your YouTube channel?
Yeah, that's on YouTube.
That was good. That was good
that
shit.
That was good fun. That was good fun.
Yeah, it was great.
Anything else to plug?
Just doing gigs. I've really started digging the heels in with the stand-up again. So just getting out of bound.
Yeah, sweet.
Bendigo tonight.
Bendigo
town.
Yeah. You were privy to Gay Borat the other week.
How good was that?
I did it at another open mic and I don't think I could put myself through it ever again.
Did you also... What about the Rumpel Foreskin? Did you
I forgot to do that joke.
That is
but
just
every
so,
time I've
that, I thought about that during the week, just it just hit me every time. Rumpel Foreskin.
Yeah, people.
It's so funny.
It seems to strike a chord with people
because it's almost so obvious. How did I not think of this?
Yeah,
it's so great.
Cap, any anything to plug?
I'm in Perth on the 25th, 26th of August at Oasis Comedy Club.
Wow. Is that the Maloney room?
That's a Maloney gig. Right, yeah. And I'm touring Tasmania in September.
Great. Man, this is great. You got so much shit going on. You've been everywhere lately.
Yeah, it's been good. I've been getting my chops back.
Yeah.
I didn't even do a comedy festival show last year, and I'm already tired of my material. I'm like, how long have I been doing this material for? And amazing. I'm like, since October last year. It's not even a year old. And I'm over it. Yeah.
But that's what a good position to be in.
It's great. It's really
good. Well, I'll be in Perth on the same dates as you, Cap, so we'll have a little West Coast meetup.
Oh, maybe we should do a live show. Anyway, we'll talk.
Well, the only other live show we've done in Perth was an absolute train wreck, so
anyway.
All right. Thanks so much, OC.
Thank you for getting me on. Wonderful treat.
Yes, what a treat.
Good stuff.
Great work.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.
See you. Right. Bye.
Bye.